Hey everybody, welcome to yet another Face Rocker podcast. Brandon's with his folks who are in town for spring break, so he's replaced by Dez, one of the guys living downstairs. Say hi, Dez.
Hello, world.
Okay, so...
Introductions.
Yeah, come on, dude. Jesus. Introduce the rest of us.
Start this real podcast.
Try to be a professional about this.
Freddie, okay, introduce yourself.
Fine. I'm Freddie Wong.
I'm Matthew Arnold.
I'm Logan.
God.
Olsen.
Okay. One word, Logan.
Logan sent me an email just a little bit ago demanding that we have pizza on the podcast. So I'm actually got Domino's up.
Well, then he actually went back on it and said, I don't want pizza. I had a crappy sandwich. And now we are.
Now we want pizza.
Now he wants pizza again.
To
be fair, I wanted pizza too.
Dez was the tipping point.
The pizza point. Dez, what's your two toppings here? What do you want?
Pepperoni and something awesome.
Pepperoni? Come on.
What's
you don't
awesome?
Want pepperoni?
Get
two toppings.
You won't have two pepperoni sausage pizzas.
Why do you Logan want two got pepperoni sausage? Sausage.
Are you guys eating pizza?
In case we're too nuts.
Yeah, well, what
case.
Do you want?
Matt usually gets chicken.
I'm eating chicken and onion.
Do you know what I think is a good
chicken
combo that everybody
onion.
Shits
onion.
On?
A pizza?
Chicken and
Matt.
Onion.
Sausage and bell pepper. I stand by that.
Yeah, sausage
one.
And bell pepper is great.
That's a good combo.
All right, put sausage and pepper on the other.
Sausage and bell pepper? Okay.
So
I will say, hold on real quick. It's one time we uploaded a video and there was some error, like it wasn't processing, but the comments section were good. So in the comments, I was like, guys, what's your favorite kind of pizza? And I got like 10,000 comments of people just yelling back and forth about pizza toppings.
Did you use computer science to parse those pizza topping input and create some sort of chart?
Create some sort of meta pizza?
Yes.
No, I didn't do that.
You guys ever put black olives on your pizza?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Come on. What the fuck's
olives
up with
suck.
That?
Okay.
No, here's my thing. I love olive oil. I can't get enough of it.
Because it's great.
But olives can go suck a dick, dude.
Yeah.
Like, by themselves,
they're
lame.
They had mouths. Well, they have those holes. You could
put a very
theoretically
small...
Theoretically, put a small dick in that
unless
hole
unless you have a... Well, or a giant olive. Like, if it was, like, the size
a
of a watermelon.
There's nothing worse than a huge olive.
Wait, so did one of you say you
terrifying.
Love olives?
Just no, normal, I hate olives.
I've done it. I've done it on, like...
You've done
it? Do you remember
you
back in the day?
Wait, you put your dick in olive, or you just... what part of the olive conversation are you referring to?
No. Do you remember... I don't know if you guys had them. They have them in Seattle. Godfather's Pizza.
No.
I'm pretty sure every city has a Godfather's Pizza. I don't know if it's the chain, though.
If it's the
but
Seattle
I'm sure
Godfather's
when people
pizza.
Start brainstorming, they're like, oh, it should be Italian, like a Godfather. Yeah.
That'll be good. There was like two of those in town.
There was a chain, and so we would do olives. Yeah, we'd do olives.
Olives?
No, olives and like a whole bunch of other stuff.
Olives,
like
there's a store. I was going Old Town Pasadena, and there's a store just for olives, and it made me throw up.
Wait, is it actually called just for olives?
No, it was actually called like Olives. I forget. It was like Olives. It was some pretentious bullshit name, like Olive Poetry or some shit like that. You walk in, there's just nothing but jar. It looks like jarred membranes.
I love it.
All love it.
All of really, olives. Is that really what it's called?
No, I don't know.
All the people listening in Pasadena. Yeah.
Matt, you're a chicken and onion, right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's like a barbecue chicken pizza without the barbecue, so.
So, oh, okay. So here's the big thing with barbecue chicken pizzas. Is
delicious.
Usually they use barbecue sauce for the sauce, right?
Which I hate. I hate
Which
that.
I hate. It's just too sweet. However, I had this one that it's
that's why they put onion on it, by the
way. Well, they put barbecue chicken and fries. But
what?
It's normal pizza. It's normal pizza sauce. And then they just put barbecue chicken on top and smother in fries. It's incredible.
Where did you get this?
It's called The Good Pizza. It's right next to the airport. We'll go.
Yeah,
it'll blow your mind. It's one of those pizza joints where like the guy knows every kid's name coming in, where it's like, hey, Mr. Pizza. And he's like, what's up, Jimmy? Do you do your homework today? He's like, absolutely, Mr. Pizza. He's like, here's a slice on me.
Does he have a big Mr. Monopoly style mustache
and a monocle?
Yeah.
Anyways, he's dropping to the pizza.
Hey,
kind
Mrs. Ferguson said you did great on that pop quiz. Here's a slice on me, buddy.
Yeah, and like half the people in there are like dressed like they're from Little League or like soccer teams. Like it's like the most idealistic small town little pizza joint.
Logan, what's your thoughts on Chicago pizza and the praise and the respect and the love that Chicagoans, I guess?
Well, to me, it's like East Coast versus West Coast hip hop, right? There's Chicago versus New York, correct? Like that's the two schools,
essentially. Yeah,
I'm sure there might be some sort of micro splinter schools
of pizza.
Yeah. I'm gonna fall on the New York side.
I agree with you on that.
And what's really weird about this is I will order deep dish from Domino's. If we're going to Domino's, I'll go deep dish.
We are
No.
The order's already done.
I would, but not today.
Not today.
Now, Dez, you're not from the Chicago area.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of deep dish, but I don't really view deep dish as a pizza. Like, if someone says, let's get pizza.
Really?
I want a big, thin slice.
You're the first. I know a few people from Chicago, and they are all so insecure about, like,
wait,
I bring up the pizza, they just flip out. Like,
so if it's not a pizza, what is it, like a soup?
It's like a, I don't know.
Soup?
It's another
like pie.
You know, that's an interesting topic. We should decide here, first and foremost, what to name that.
Okay,
I don't think you should call it pizza.
I've actually.
Meat pie?
I like some sort of meat potato.
It is a little bit more of a pie. Yeah. I like deep dish, but I have negative connotations with Chicago deep dish because when I was in Chicago, I was like incredibly ill, but I still force fed myself deep dish because I felt like I had to.
Why would you do that?
You're in Chicago.
Why or how?
Logan does everything in excess, Freddie.
Well, I know that, but
like, I was like, when in Rome, eat Romans. Right? So in Chicago.
Just out of curiosity, Logan, where is Rome? What country is Rome in?
Oh my God. This isn't the Ricky Gervais show. It's in Italy. I was there with my family.
All right. Okay.
I'm a middle class educated white American.
What was the story? Logan, next week,
I'm going to bring a map of the world. I'm going to point to things.
No. That's not because didn't Logan tell like a Bible story last week and I wanted to ask him another one?
Yeah.
I'm actually way better with global geography than I am with American. Geography.
Here's something fun that you can do. Places, like states,
I'm screwed.
Here's something fun that you can do, European countries, I'm okay. It's take a blank piece of paper sometime and try and draw the United States, like all 50 states.
We did this.
Remarkably difficult. Like the area around where you live is like perfect, and then everything else is like.
Well, it's kind of like have you ever seen the picture of a homunculus? I believe they're called.
No, what the hell is a homunculus?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
None of us know what it is. We can't correct it.
A homunculus is a drawing of a human that is every body part is done in proportion to how the density of the sense. So, for instance, it'll be giant hands because you have tons of sense receptors on your fingers. Mm-hmm. Giant feet.
So huge.
Giant
dick.
Eyes.
Huge dick.
Well, no, I mean, I'm all worn out, so mine's my homunculus
like a sailor's.
I'm like a sailor's thumb. So. what you're describing is basically like a map whose sizes are based on how much you know about that area. So for me, it's basically California, Florida, Washington, and New York, and then just like a weird little
Texas
in the middle
because you don't know.
Guys, do you want to add like chicken and shit?
No, fuck that.
Chicken and shit.
No, that's a terrible two topping pizza.
He means garlic bread or like buffalo wings or shit.
I mean, I'm good with just pizza.
This is hilarious. They actually have like Lay's potato chips is something you can add. It's like, oh, a whole pizza and a small bag of Lay's, please.
I mean, sometimes you
for
want $6.
Chips.
Hey, what's your guys' favorite potato chip flavor?
Ooh.
I actually have grown to like sea salt and vinegar, I gotta say. I hate that as a kid now.
Oh, vinegar. Terrible. I'm a really big fan of the kettle chips, black pepper.
You didn't just give a flavor. You also gave a brand.
Oh, yeah.
Have you called them and see if you could like get some sponsorships?
I should call them. They're really
kettle
good.
Kettle chips, we all love.
Yep.
You.
Love the kettle chips. Barbecue kettle chips.
What's so special about kettle chips?
They're delicious.
They're super freaking crunchy.
Have you guys ever had Crunchers?
Crunchers, no.
Crunchers with a Z, like Crunchers.
No. There's no Z, but this might just be a Midwest thing, but Crunchers barbecue are the best chips I've ever had in my life.
That sounds sublime.
Have you guys had ketchup chips?
Yes, in Asia and Europe, they do ketchup chips.
Well, it's Canadian. It's really popular in Canada.
Wait, are they chips that are just ketchup flavored?
We get them back from, at Disney, maybe it was Japan, I forget, but some of the guys, no, it was Canada. There's a developer we worked with in Canada. When they came back, they brought ketchup chips. And
hey, really,
so
really quickly, should we talk about Japan this week, or no, you don't want to talk about it?
I'm afraid we're just going to get people really angry at us being offensive, but okay. I will say this, I will tell you one story. I got a couple of tweets, and I was really confused by it, because people were like, Freddie, I hope your family is okay. I'm like,
that's amazing.
What the hell are they talking? Oh, they think I'm Japanese, and they think, okay, no, guys, I'm Chinese. It's Wong.
Have you ever thought
Wong
about changing
Chinese
your last name,
last name
to be more Japanese and get more fans?
Wangimoto.
Yeah, like Wanganaka.
Wanguru.
Wanganaka.
Wanganaka. I don't think Wanganaka is a Japanese.
Wanguru.
So, okay, we won't talk about Japan. Also, my favorite chip, sour cream and onions.
Straight sour cream.
That's one. That's the real one, right?
Sour cream and onions.
You don't know? I think the chip I like is real, right?
I think it is.
It's not in my head.
But then what everybody laughed about?
Because you went straight from the transition. Yeah, you just went from like, this is really serious.
Forget Japan and sour cream and onion, right up my alley. Boom!
All the same to me, man. I live in California.
I had friends who were saying that their parents, like, Dez, your dad called you, right?
Yeah, call me at 5 o'clock in the morning, panicking.
Tsunami?
Get out of bed. There's a tsunami headed for the West Coast. It's going to destroy you guys.
Awesome.
I was like, what are you talking about? My alarm doesn't go off for another 3 hours. I'm going back to bed. And then he started flipping out on me. He's like, oh, your life isn't worth anything to you. Get out of bed.
I think when people think of tsunamis, they usually think of deep impact. Yeah. Like this like a 1,000-foot wave washing over
a
city.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, my parents are old school Midwesterners. They see images of a destroyed Japan on the news. And then hear that it's coming towards California now. My dad's calling calling me, flipping out.
You live like 50 miles inland.
I know. Yeah. I don't think he understood that, you know.
I actually am in a tsunami zone. I live in a tsunami zone.
Yeah, you're in Marina Del Rey.
It didn't even occur.
You didn't even think about it?
No.
Oh my god. Oh, here's something. I saw a video of the wave.
Jet Li actually outran a tsunami once.
Get out.
What are you
for real? Remember there was that one in some eastern country a while ago. Remember that there was that really bad tsunami.
Southeast Asia, Logan.
Sure, all
you talking about Indonesia, like the recent.
Yeah, it was fairly recent. Indonesia, yeah, thing. Yeah. Jet Li was at a resort vacationing with his family, and he saw the tsunami coming. So he threw his maid over his shoulder and grabbed his family in his arms, and he just sprinted to safety.
This sounds apocryphal.
For those who can't see me, I'm making the holy shit face right now.
And if you don't believe me, Google it.
No, I believe it, because Jet Li...
Is there a video?
No, there's not video. I'm just saying, Google it for a news report or something.
I have actually something to say about this. So the tsunami did actually, the wave came in, which is really cool. You saw some videos of the wave coming into San Francisco or something, and it was this is crazy thing that this wave's been traveling for 9 hours across the entire Pacific Ocean. And then the one in San Francisco was oh, okay, it's a 2-foot swell. It was a very distinct wave, but you're like, oh, okay, that was it. But then there was one in Santa Cruz, and there's video of this on YouTube, of people who have it's so insane. There's it looks like about 50 people gathered at the various marinas around Santa Cruz, and the wave was actually a lot stronger or something. It was just, something about it was
closer.
Stronger.
It was closer.
And it was just, it knocked some boats around, and it's pretty impressive, but it's not things were getting destroyed. It's
boats
were bouncing all over the place. Probably more action than Santa Cruz has seen in a long time. And the people commenting on every video is
Oh my God.
Oh my, whoa, oh my God.
Whoa, whoa.
There's one where there's a woman and she's like, I can't believe, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Oh,
so
it's
could you?
People, relax.
I think people are really hungry for end of days. I think people really want to see some shit to go down.
No, I want to, when the wave is traveling across the ocean, how high is it?
Well, there's actually
there a swell.
It should be noted there's giant waves out in the ocean, right?
I know that.
That one movie with George Clooney
where
he surfs up the thing,
I guess, in my head, I'm just thinking, if you could have ridden it, could you have jumped on a boat with a boogie board and run that wave for 9 hours?
No, because those waves move incredibly fast.
Well, yeah, so you'd be going super freaking fast. No? I've always imagined.
Stunned silence. Yeah,
stunned silence. We had just talked about this. We were talking about what would you do if a tidal wave came? And my thought was always you're going to die anyway. So I'd try to get to the top of a skyscraper
Would you really die, though?
If it was deep impact and there was a tidal wave that was the size
We're talking Roland Emmerich.
Yeah.
I'm talking about 2000 high.
Right.
I'm talking about I would get a parachute, go to the top of the U.S. Bank building.
I would move inland. How about that?
No, but the wave travels at 800 million miles per hour.
Okay, faster than the speed of light.
Speed of light. We're talking about water traveling at quantum speeds, probably melting
deep
all
impact,
in its path.
Logan, you saw that all the cars were jam packed.
Yeah, Deep Impact, the documentary on the subject of what would happen.
What's his name? Frodo's in that movie.
Yeah,
right?
And he
steals a dirt bike and speeds off to the mountains.
And he's really lucky.
So the real question is, why isn't everybody just riding dirt bikes so they can avoid traffic?
Because all these morons go down to the beach to watch the tsunami roll in.
Yeah. Fools. Who doesn't want Diane Keaton? Or
did you see them all on the news? Everyone's down on the pier waiting for the tsunami to roll in.
I can't wait to see this kid.
What is wrong with you people?
Well, here's talking about post-apocalyptic scenarios. One of the things that I always thought that'd be kind of cool seeing a movie, but let's say the zombie apocalypse happens.
Really quickly, is one wave really going to cause apocalypse? Afterwards, will it be Mad Max?
No.
Will it just be well, shit?
It'll be Waterworld.
A lot of people die. Well, it would be pretty bad.
It'd be bad.
LA and New York were both taken out, and Washington, D.C. and Austin.
The rest of the world wouldn't know what to do.
Well, it'd be just the middle of the country.
Because they look to us for guidance.
Exactly.
Yeah, we are the
cut off the head, the body will die.
That's...
No, but most of the major cities...
this tail regenerates, Logan.
it's not just LA and New York. Most major cities are on the coast, close by to the coast.
Mm-hmm. Anyways. Zombie apocalypse. I think that what we would do here is we would go to a fire station, steal a fire truck, and then ride down the LA River out of LA. Because I think that's the fastest way out, through the LA River.
No fire truck,
because by the time you get out, you're going to be in the kind of desert area. Water in the fire truck. Mm. A lot of water. A
lot of water.
Mm. What about, I would probably take a
fire
canoe.
Truck also has no miles. I think you could probably travel
it doesn't matter. You just need to get out. No. You just need to get out far enough. I think you can go farther than 20 miles in a fire truck.
You can go probably.
The water's cool. I think you'd want something smaller, more reliable.
Or whatever it is. But so the two things I haven't seen.
Prius, yes.
Now you're popping your mic. But the two things I haven't seen
What about a plane?
Plane's tough because refueling's hard, right?
Once
the two things I haven't seen that I really want to see is one, the Zeppelin. in the zombie movie? Well,
you have to read Zombie Survival Guide by
Did Max I? No, I haven't Brothers. Read it. Does he talk about Zeppelin?
Have you read that?
Yeah, Zeppelin is like the number one thing, yeah.
Oh, man.
Because there's like almost no gas required. It floats and you can just like easily bring yourself down and then go back up and just hide
from
zombies.
Do you guys think we'll ever see like the rise of the Zeppelin again? Like where like people actually be in Zeppelins?
No.
You know they're really pushing that, right? Like that's like a whole initiative.
Who is pushing it? Futurist Logan?
Yes, futurist. No, the military wants Zeppelins in the sky. As well. Like UAVs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but a UAV like actually has to keep on propelling itself forward, and it is really small. But like, if you want something really large that can just hang out forever in the sky, Zeppelins, and they look a lot cooler now because rather than having soft canvas shells, they're hard bodies, so they basically look like Magic Mouse, like the Macintosh mouse.
Oh, really?
In the sky, yeah, like they're giant plastic, futuristic looking beasts.
That's cool.
No, they're totally sweet. And they're also talking about for tourism, like cruise.
Yeah, exactly. Ships. I was about to say because actually Fringe actually did that, or Archer also too. They had like a Zeppelin for like a cruise ship, and that would be
well. That was
cool,
that was a really big thing. That was a really big thing in the '20s and thirties, was having Zeppelins as a tourist thing, but. You know, that thing happened. You know, the Hindenburg.
What other vehicle had like one thing? Could you imagine a car, like the first time there was a car, it's like, well, fuck it. That's it.
I mean, the plane had that issue. Like every time there was like a plane crash, people were like, well, that's it for the plane industry.
But they stayed.
Well, that's because they're so fucking functional. Like,
yeah. But Zeppelins were like, this is awesome. And then one crash, like, okay, fuck it.
They're like, whatever.
All right, it's over.
Good year.
Back it up.
Turn this place into a parking lot.
Everybody's got a bike again. We're all on bikes now.
get the giant wheels out. We're doing the big front wheel and then the blimp. I don't know. We'll just use it for this football that we have.
I don't think there's any vehicles that like were taken out by one disaster. Yeah. I'd argue nuclear power plants are like that.
Oh yeah,
the unicycle. The unicycle
had one accident, one serious.
Oh, of course, the first guy who built a unicycle biffed hard, and he was like, "This is not going to take off."
You're talking about the Biff Hard incident of 1933.
Exactly, yeah. Biff Hard, Mr. Biff Hard,
who created the unicycle
of Vermont,
also responsible for ending prohibition.
Exactly,
he actually created the wet nap. I don't know if you know that, but he did.
And the wet nap.
If you guys looked at some like as far as historical disaster events, there's some like hilarious ones.
There's that, nothing
like,
funnier than people dying.
No. There's some ones that are like. Matt, you may know about this. In Boston, there was like a molasses disaster.
I heard
about the molasses.
I read about that.
Is that like, was that like molasses?
So everybody started realizing molasses sucked. So nobody's
like, and the prize brought. No, like a giant. Just the streets were filled with
the factory
rivers.
Exploded.
The factory
right?
exploded. Yeah, rivers of molasses, and people died. And it's like, and supposedly on like, you know, a
by the way, that might be the worst way to die.
Can you imagine that? How does
one die?
Molasses just comes into your mouth.
Molasses poisoning?
Molasses poisoning, yeah. It's just like Goldfinger. Which, by the way, I hate when you remember.
What is Goldfinger? Is that just.
Goldfinger dies from being painted?
That can't possibly happen.
It's totally false.
Well, the whole thing was like,
Matt, you believe in this?
No, I'm saying that's the idea in the movie.
The idea is that you need your pores open, right?
Yeah.
It's like someone was like, oh, because I always hear this. Someone was like, oh, we can do full body paint. It's like, well, leave a little patch on your back so that your skin can breathe. Otherwise, you'll suffocate. It's like, are you retarded?
Right.
Because we're all amphibians. We have mucus that we
I always wanted to ask these people who believe this. Like, okay, when we go deep sea divers, how does that work? They can't breathe.
You see
their
skin. Bubbles. Sometimes you see bubbles pop out. It just needs to breathe out. It doesn't breathe in. It just needs to keep on blowing out.
But you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, come on, science, man.
Science.
It's science.
Duh. It's totally science.
Duh.
Yeah. So, anyways, I guess we can keep talking about Zeppelins, or we can play our first game ever.
You try to guess who came up with this game, by the way.
Yeah, quick guess, yeah.
Fave Russell. It's called Fave Russell.
Okay, and explain the rules, Logan.
The rules are we all guess each other's favorite Kurt Russell.
Oh, we're guessing each other's favorite Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
I mean,
we can do
it's
a round
a game.
How, but it's way more fun to guess like what somebody else's
okay,
favorite
Okay, I guess it makes more
Russell's.
Sense. I thought this was a pretty lame game. I was like, Logan, we just talk about our favorite Kurt Russell.
I mean,
movie,
we could, so. But I think it'd be more, I think it's more telling
all
if we
right,
guess.
Yeah, let's do it.
And I guess we should do Freddy first, huh?
Yeah,
let me think Freddy's. And because this is radio, we probably shouldn't write it down and put it in a box. We can just say it out loud.
You say it out loud. That makes sense.
And promise that we won't steal each other's answers.
Okay.
I promise. What are you swearing on today?
I'm swearing on my cat right behind me.
I'm swearing on my grandmother's grave.
Oh,
so I'm, you know, I'm telling the truth.
What does that mean?
My grandma died last week.
Really quickly, what does that mean, swearing on the grave? I never got
my
that.
Grandma's, yeah, both of my grandmas are actually still...
Yeah, what does that mean, Freddy?
This is so offensive.
Wait, really quick. How are you doing, man? Are you doing all right? I know this is in front of people. Hey, we'll have a heart-to-heart after.
No, I'm right. She lived to be 84, which is very old.
Was she with it the whole time?
Yes, actually. The Wongs are a remarkably, like, prescient clan of folks.
That's
like,
great, because my grandma, she's shitting herself. She doesn't know who we are.
That's too bad.
Oh, no, my mom every day, every time my mom talks about her, she's like, I hope she dies. That's usually how it starts, and I'm like, wow.
My grandma, first of all, she had a brain tumor when she was, like, 70 something, and they're like, we need to operate on this, you may not survive. She's like, I think I'll be fine, and she was fine. And I was like, holy crap. And also, she was wicked good at mahjong. Like, she would do the thing where it's like, she would pick up a tile, right, and she would run her thumb on the face of the tile and not even look at it, and she would know if she wanted it or not, and she'd throw it away. She wasn't cheating.
Well, you're allowed to look.
Do you know how to play mahjong? Oh, you're allowed to look, okay.
No, of course you don't know how to play mahjong. Do you know how to play Chinese checkers? Well, of course you do, Freddy.
Yeah,
but do you guys?
No.
No, I have a damn Chinese checkers. Clue. I like Chinese checkers. For those who don't know what mahjong is.
Mahjong is essentially gin rummy with tiles. Mm-hmm.
I really love that Chinese can be like an adjective for things that are exotic, like Chinese handcuffs, or like Chinese wrestling. I don't know. The Chinese reach around.
Oh my god.
The Chinese three wheeler.
Like, all those exotic. I like how the more hillbilly sounded.
Yeah. Shanghai reach around.
What would a Shanghai reach around be? Because when somebody gets Shanghai, that's when they're kidnapped through like a hole in the ground, right?
Consigned
it'd be when somebody
service,
surprisingly yes. reach around, I guess.
A surprise reach around. Through a hole in the ground.
They stole
a piece. Through a hole, yes.
So if you slap.
There must be a hole involved.
There must be a hole, and the hand must come out of it and reach around you.
Logan, you went to all boys school, right?
There was no reach arounds.
Okay, that's what I was going to talk about. Because we brought up gay chicken. I was wondering how gay was your.
Gay chicken
school?
Is that
gay
like
gay chicken is with two guys
like a mascot?
They move in for a kiss and then the first person who moves
pulls
away.
Whoa!
But Freddy's school is not an all guy school and he knew what that was. And
I know, but
it.
Although our games were different. Gay chicken was each guy's hand starts on the other person's knee and they slowly go
so
up until they touch
this
the other person's.
I never heard of that.
This is
there was rampant homophobia when I was in school.
I know this is straight up like listen. We used to do pretty ridiculous gay things, but what you're describing is basically lipstick lesbianism for dudes.
But like, you don't actually kiss is the whole point. So you did do gay things.
Okay, but we not like what you're describing is like intensely
erotic. You're walking a fine line though, man.
No, so I realized.
He passed fine line a million miles ago.
Yeah,
you guys are
fine lines
gay.
Left in the dust.
That's right.
Bro. Yeah. We're in full on gay town.
What
this
I realized
Rainbow
was
Road.
I didn't realize how gay an all guy school was.
We're walking down the Hershey Highway
until I went to college. Was that how you? Was that your experience?
No, not even then. People usually viewed it as really masculine and...
Really?
Maybe it's just how I carry myself, though.
Yeah, that's probably true. You never really... When you said you went to an all-guy school, nobody was like, oh. Chicks.
The only thing There's that, no that way stands out that. Is all that... It's amazing how many people actually went to an all-guy school that mm-hmm. I've run into.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's just because... They
went
tend
to USC.
Well, they tend to go into the same interests.
It's a real school, so they like, have to get into USC.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It seems like I'd say one out of 15 people I know went to a single gender high school.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that in this day and age? Because I mean, the argument is like when you remove the opposite sex. Now,
so here's the problem: is that
okay?
Well,
I think it should be dramatically different. Between men and women, like the experience at an all-girls school is actually
I've heard it's
terrible. It's vicious.
Hell on earth.
It's fucking vicious.
My girlfriend went to an all-girls school, and she has good friends there. But it seemed like
has flashbacks.
Other than her and her two friends, it seems like everybody else there was
well.
Crazy.
It's just an all-boys high school is, I'd say, outside of not learning how to deal with women really well.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you have girls show up? Because like, so I don't know. It was all guys.
Truck in girls from
immediately
like,
after school.
There's an all girl. There's an all girl school that would be like the counterpart. But then again, all girls school.
Ooh. Yeah, they're weird. Immediately after school, though, we always had girls on our campus for like to the cheerleaders, and they just mm-hmm. came by for various things. So
yes.
You still gotta talk to girls.
So really, you still get that element, and it's just a matter of it's not as forced on you.
Yeah.
And really, it does need to be forced for more introverted people. But as far as day to day learning and social interactions, by removing girls, you're removing a lot of the peacocking and social the more insidious social elements of men,
right?
Because the only time men kind of get backstabby is when it comes to women. Mm-hmm. Honestly, if you remove that, it becomes a lot more
just
people
bros
are a lot more
being bros.
They're a lot more direct, and like
the
social strata isn't as prevalent because there's no impressing.
There was not as much like bullies or
there was no bullies. Like any football player would deal with any dweebish little
the same way
choir boy.
Would you bring your kid? Would you bring, if you had sons, would you bring them to an all boys school?
I would if there was some way I can guarantee that they would still get exposed to women.
Yeah, I definitely would. Yeah. I mean,
I would. I would definitely push that a little
bit.
Did you
guys have like dances on the weekends?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't. Yeah. I'm a nerdy guy. I didn't do that stuff.
Yeah, no. I just played ping pong at the dances.
They didn't even have a ping pong table.
I feel like we're slowly going to uncool ourselves if we continue down this track.
I know.
We were all guys.
Talk to girls. And
we played Gay Chicken.
I watched Family Guy at lunch.
I got into anime in high school.
We were playing Fave Russell. And you guys
were going to guess. That's a cool manly game. Let's
get manly with Fave Russell.
All right, guess my Fave Russell.
Text messaging.
It's an obscure. I got to say, it's an obscure one.
What did you say?
Yours is?
Yeah, it's a more obscure Kurt Russell.
I have to admit, I'm actually looking up Kurt Russell's back catalog right now.
He's throwing us off the scent. I think, yeah. I know. I got my submission.
All right, we'll say your
submission. Buzzed in.
Oh, do we have to know?
Logan, you buzzed in twice.
I think 15 seconds left.
15 seconds 14, here.
13. Okay, just K. You.
All right, yeah, I got it. I know what to say.
Countdown is Kurt Russell. The Russell clock. Rustling down.
Logan, these are two L's. Is there a two L's?
Backdraft.
Backdraft. Kurt Russell. Wow.
Backdraft. Okay. Russell. Well, you said obscure.
Not quite. More comedic.
I got a second.
Overboard, Kurt Russell.
I got a second.
What's
Matt? You gotta go.
I don't know the name of it. Still Alive or whatever. What's that John Carpenter movie?
They live. He's not in there.
He's not in there.
Oh shit!
The thing.
He was in The Thing.
Captain Ron.
The thing.
Ron's my second.
The Thing.
Captain Ron. I was gonna actually guess Captain Ron for you.
Oh, thanks for giving it away for when I.
Dude, we all know what
the answer.
We all know what's
the
up.
The answer is Used Cars. Kurt Russell.
Oh, Used Cars. That is an obscure reference.
Have you guys seen it?
Movie.
It was a who? It was Ron Howard did a comedy, like a ridiculous comedy.
Bizarre comedy.
What year was it?
It's long 80, ago.
It was in the 80s. Yeah.
1980.
But here's the best part about it. So it's about Kurt Russell. He's a sleazy like used car salesman.
You sure that's Ron Howard? I actually think that's Zemeckis.
Zemeckis.
Tell me how you really feel.
It's a totally weird Zemeckis movie, but he plays a used car salesman, and it's like literally the third act, like, you know, like moment of like, oh crap, we have to, you know, like bring everything together, is literally he's in court. And the judge is...
Are you going to ruin this movie? Don't ruin it.
No, it's not going to ruin it. Okay. The judge is like, all right, you have said in your advertising that you have a mile of cars in your lot. We're going to measure all your cars end to end and see if it equals a mile. And then Kurt Russell's like, I got to get all these high school students and help me drive these cars to my lot in time before they measure it. Literally, that's how it ends. It's like, really? This technicality a literal mile of cars?
They were 3 feet short, by the way. They were 3 feet short.
A couple inches short. And then, like, he hits the car. And then, like... like the license plate pops down and just goes right
that's
over.
Amazing.
It's
that's
so
great.
Incredible.
Wait, so when I imagine what Kurt Russell was like in this movie, you guys remember Big Trouble very well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he walks into like the for the whorehouse and he's like all dressed up in like the
yep.
I assume it was
boy,
like
it's
that.
Raining dogs and cats out there. Jeez.
And he's like really like...
No, he's really sleazy.
He's smooth, though. He's smooth. Yeah, he's smooth. Okay. The whole point.
I'll still watch it. I'll watch these cars.
No, it's interesting.
Weird. It is a weird...
All right, Matt, you're up.
Matt's
up. Fave Russell.
There's no way you guys are going to get
Fave Russell. Here we
go. I'm actually going to do two just because one may not... Kind
was
of
he
count.
In
Sky
Stargate?
High. That's my guess. Kurt Russell and Sky High.
Was he in Stargate?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm guessing Stargate.
I'm
going to
do Stargate.
Okay, well, Stargate was going to be my second choice in case you guys don't count my first one, so good
that's
job.
That's the first one.
Oh,
is it,
nice,
is it
got
like
it.
I'm a Computer, that Disney no. movie from like 19...
Fox and the Hound.
Whoa.
He's the voice in Fox and the Hound.
Voices don't count because you can't see his pretty face.
Yeah.
I believe he's the dog. And these Fox and the Hound, I've gone back to watch it, and it's actually not that great of a movie, but it affected
but it
me
did.
So
wait,
much.
But what is that movie? I never watched it. It's because the hounds love to eat foxes, and... This
they're not supposed
doesn't...
to be friends, but they are friends. Yeah, the hounds chase.
So it's
the foxes.
It's like West Side Story.
Except, well, they're not like gay lovers. They're best friends.
Well, this does start. To be fair, this did start you down your like furry porn path, right? That's why
that
you
is,
love furry.
That is such
this
a lie.
Movie. Yeah.
Is
now
it
everybody though, who listens to this
I love,
really
I love how like it's one of those things that it may be a joke, but maybe it's not. Maybe
yeah, I know it's already, but it's already out there, so
now
I can't defend
there.
Myself. It doesn't
now
matter.
It's out
yeah.
there.
It's actually out there.
Because of course you defend yourself.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly. Like, so like no matter what it is, that's a great thing about this. You can just say anything.
So Matt, if hypothetically you were into furries, mm-hmm. if you were, I'm not saying you are.
Okay.
Hypothetically,
what would be your favorite animal?
Ooh.
I will answer this if everybody else answers it.
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
Your terms are acceptable.
Whoa. No, you got to go first, man.
That's such a weird question. I wasn't thinking about it. I actually have to answer.
I'm going
to
break the ice. Sharks. Like street sharks.
Wait, so the shark would turn you on?
I never said it had to turn me on. I just had to say what my favorite furry was.
Like a chick dressed up as a shark.
No, it's not even sexual. It's just I like this. I like if I'm going to be.
No,
it
has to be sexual.
Why does it have to be sexual?
Because that's what furry is.
Why do we have to always bring sex into it?
Because you asked me about furry porn.
I didn't ask you about furry. Go listen to the footage. Listen. I say, what's your favorite type of furry? That's all I said. And a furry equals anthropomorphized animal. Ideally, that's a mammal.
Okay,
now, if you want to force my hand, I will give you a mammal. But if it doesn't have to be a mammal, if it can be animal,
you should have let Matt answer first, because we would have all given like the God, what animal kind of turns
what animal
on?
Would I sex
like,
with?
It's a fucking shark.
Street
like,
shark.
Wait, what? Like,
straight
street
up,
shark.
Straight up street shark, bro.
Oh my God,
that's hilarious.
On rollerblades.
Are you talking about that show?
Yeah,
I love that show.
I know it's pretty kick-ass, right?
Yeah, Masks from Mars or whatever. Where are the Martian masks?
Oh yeah, and they thought they were so cool.
Nobody's
street sharks would kick their ass.
I don't get it. Nobody is getting these
references.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
Guys, we're not talking
about
people.
But street sharks, okay, so for those
five
who don't
turtles.
Know.
I like Ninja Turtles.
Street Sharks was,
this is like, what is your favorite 80s cartoon now?
Yeah, pretty much. It was like five totally extreme dudes who somehow become sharks. So they look like the Maui and Sons mascot. If you just Google Immature's Maui and Sons. And it's like sharks and they're like some rollerblade, some like razor scooter. I guess they didn't have razors back then. So they would like, you know, skateboard around. And then they could also go under the asphalt. So just their fin stuck out.
Oh, sweet.
And then they would go around the asphalt and they'd fight crime or something.
Why
this
would they
cat.
Not just
wait.
Be-
oh!
Holy oh my shit. God. The cat jumped on the TV.
The cat just parkoured. He just parkoured.
Oh my God. Oh. I almost knocked over Matt's $1,000 TV.
What's Matt going to do this cat? That's the real question.
Oh, no. Right,
Matt
what's
is now
this
crushing
cat?
This cat.
Matt is like, Matt's like moving like
dead.
He's on a mission.
Matt's throwing him into. We're just going to hear.
So,
oh,
wait,
Matt's
so
throwing
guys,
him
while
into
while
his
Matt's
room.
Gone, what should, like, how should we put his furry thing off?
And all back. I did was lock the cat.
Here's what. Matt put the cat in his room, and I think we're just the whole. So if you turn your audio up really high in about 5 minutes, you're just going to hear tiny meowing from the back there.
So anyways, I chose Street Sharks. What's your guys' favorite sexualized furry? Now that I'm
wait, you chose Street Sharks for that as well?
No, non-sexualized, but I want to hear you guys' sex one.
Well, that's not fair. You have to give yours now. You
cat,
can't really
yeah,
that.
Well, because
right after you put the cat
you're
away.
You're weird because I have a cat
in this bedroom.
Yeah, no, that's exactly why that's weird.
Really, so what animal is less weird than cat? Because there's cat woman. Right. At least I'm naming something.
There's the Navi, which arguably has become acceptable to find sexual, which
yeah.
I think is
wait what
wrong.
Say again?
Navi,
yeah.
Wait,
Navi.
Which are
cat?
Yes, they're cat.
They're cat people. Come
oh,
on,
the Navi. Oh, I was thinking the little floating fairy from.
I like the camera giving me looks, so and now you have to say an animal that. Des, what's an animal? What's yours?
I'll go with. Let's go with snake.
So you like dicks?
I don't know.
So you like dicks?
I just wanted to go. You guys are all copping out, so I had to say something ridiculous.
I didn't cop out. I said cats.
I don't know. Maybe a rabbit.
Like,
I think a rabbit.
Girl,
like if I was
had to dress up as an animal, I guess I'd just say cat.
Well, rabbit's like Playboy bunny. Same
yeah,
bunny
exactly.
Because a rabbit's a male one.
Rabbit's
okay.
A fair one too.
Bunny.
That's a good one.
Bunny. Yeah. I think you have to go cat, feline. Any, yeah.
Really?
Jesus Christ,
cats
guys.
Are evil.
Yes.
You're the asshole who was like, hey,
oh, street sharks. And also the technical definition of furry. When you say furry, it's clearly like everybody accepts
yeah.
it as a sexual thing.
I'm not going to answer that sexually. I'm just going to say street sharks because I think street sharks are cool. All
right.
So
what's yours then, Logan?
If it was sexual?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, I think bunny is actually the safe one. Actually,
bunny's
like
a safe one.
Bunny and cat are, I think,
well,
are equally cool. Safe.
Well, cats are safe if you're into Avatar. Bunnies are safe if you're into Playboy. Which
before
one
Avatar,
you?
Before Avatar,
I definitely
Avatar.
Am.
No,
before
yeah.
Avatar, there's Catwoman,
there's
cat people,
and also
like
they
that
have
weird.
There's also Batwoman. Are you into bats? No.
No.
Exactly.
Okay, wait, wait. What about Spider Woman? Do you like spiders, Matt?
The most common. The most common Halloween outfit I would say for chicks is probably like the cat ears.
Yeah, cat
outfit.
Ears. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's very different than a cat.
Get
though.
Out. That's what? Not the most common.
I'd say even more than bunny.
I've never seen the last time I said devil chicks.
Devil. No, I didn't say the most common, period. I said
professions.
Most common.
Cocktail waitress. With the bunny. On their ass.
Or French maid.
Hure.
That's not even good.
Just a hure.
Or hure.
A hure.
A hure.
What the
fuck? The oldest profession, by the way.
That's the French term for whore.
Whore.
So, Fave Russ. I think we already know mine. So, like,
yours is Captain Ron.
Captain Ron.
Straight up Captain Ron.
Captain Ron. Of course.
You win.
Hands down. Well, it's because you parade that shit up and down the street, man.
Well, I didn't invent Fave Russ.
That's the lamest Captain Ron that. You all know the answer already.
Yeah.
Well, not just for me. So, yeah.
But now you guys got to guess mine. You don't know mine.
Of all the people, Dez is probably going to be the best, like, the one who knows the most Russell.
See, Dez, you got the whole horror thing going for you, so...
I do, but that may throw you off. I'll tell you that may throw you off.
That may be throwing me off.
But you're definitely on the right...
I think I got mine. I want to go last of the.
You're on the right.
Team.
You're on the right trail. I'll
you know
tell
what?
You that.
I don't know. It's either that. You know, I'm just gonna go. I think Plissken. I think it's gonna be Plissken for you. Probably not. But.
Snake Plissken from Escape from New York and Escape from LA.
Yeah. Correct.
Is that correct?
Matt. No, you have to guess.
Oh, I was gonna say Death Proof.
I'll tell you right now. That is not it, but Death Proof Russell is my second favorite Russell.
I'm gonna just go with Big Trouble.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh,
Logan knows me well.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Kurt Russell in Big Trouble in Little China. I have a huge man crush on Jack Burton.
Jack Burton. For Christmas, I got knee-high, like, frilled side-lace boots just so I could dress like Jack Burton every
Exactly.
Day.
No, I love Jack Burton,
yeah,
man.
Who doesn't?
The world's worst hero.
Oh, he's amazing. He doesn't do fucking jack shit.
He doesn't do shit. So, they just put that moron in the middle of a martial arts movie and let him wreck shop. It's incredible.
So I can't wait to hear your guys' Fave Russells out there. Can't wait for you to play Fave Russell with us.
Fave Russell.
What's your fave Russell?
Fave Russell.
That's a 1 week game though, so
we should do a fave Cage next week.
Ooh, that's
fave
a good one.
Cage.
Yeah, what's next your favorite
week?
Actor well, thing? And we guess each favorite actors.
Next, well, favorite. You want to just do that one right
yeah,
now?
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah.
It's next, favorite actor, but next
no,
week.
No, no, not favorite actor. Each week you'll be a new actor.
Okay.
That's Fave Cage.
But next week, Fave Cage is gonna be a. Is
fave
gonna be
Cage.
Quite
I think we got a game. I think we got a repeat.
We just call it Cage Rage.
Cage Rage.
Yeah. Next week we always come up with a new name for it. We need a whole like the name for it.
The thing is, I really like the name Fave Russell because it also sounds kind of like a Star Wars character. It's like Bot Noob or right. Like Boba Fett or like Gon Montana or something.
Fave
it's like
Russell.
Fave Russell.
Java hired Fave Russell to track down Han Solo in the
Exactly. Okay, so we're gonna really switch gears here and talk about what do you guys want to talk about? Acupuncture or hats? Which
hats.
One? Hats?
Wait, oh, is that the thing we're going to talk about?
Acupuncture or hats?
Wow, those are both really interesting topics. Let me think.
Jeez, this is a tough one.
I mean, this is wearing a hat, though.
I am wearing a hat.
I will say just very quickly, acupuncture, because I remember your query was acupuncture bullshit, ? Right?
These are interesting topics.
Such a leading question, Logan.
I actually just
happened
to be reading about it. It's like it's one of those things where it's like yes and no, sort of. It's like they found that it has
that's
effects.
A bullshit answer.
It has effects. Like it has locally stimulating things will cause endorphin release, pain relief, stuff like that. But it's not for the reasons the Chinese think it is. It's like the Chinese are like it's the energy paths, everything. It's
so
like,
what are the reasons?
The reasons are like
because you're stabbing yourself, and so the pain starts to spray crap out.
It's stimulating endorphin, endorphin release, all that stuff. Or it is like just one of those things where it's like nerve endings. It's like if you kind of block, if you can overload signals from one end. If you're sort of, you know what I'm talking about, where it's like you can't feel pain if it's
if you're feeling it somewhere else.
If you're feeling somewhere else, so it's like overriding it. So that's basically my
understanding is when you get acupunctured.
Okay, good. Close enough.
Acupunct is the Ashton Kutcher way of saying.
You actually don't feel any pain. That's painless.
No, but it's stimulating the nerve. Well, I've never had it.
So I actually. So I ran,
next week we're
be,
all
no,
going to get
be
acupuncture.
Painless.
Well, I ran into. So yep. I ran into a girl.
Charge it to the Face Rocker account.
It was one of those friends. You know those friends you see like every 6 months, and they're dramatically different every time.
Right.
I ran into one, and she now works as like an acupuncturist.
Acupuncturist?
Did I tell you about this whole thing?
You did tell me this story.
It's ridiculous.
It's a ridiculous story. But are you going to go in and get acupuncture?
Yeah, I'm going to get naked and get needles jabbed into me because apparently if they do this for 24 minutes, my whole worldview will change.
Your whole worldview will change.
I'm really excited for next week's podcast.
I can't wait. I'm
going to be super mellow.
I'm going to be all yogied out with this big ass beard and white clothes.
I think we need to prevent this from happening, actually.
He's going to start by apologizing to everybody on the podcast.
Guys, I am so sorry for all the wrongs I have done. You're all my children.
Dude, you would be lame if you're walking around apologizing all the time.
Yeah,
I don't apologize.
I don't think I would be friends with
you anymore. I do want to issue one giant apology for all the last podcasts. Sorry, everybody.
No, they haven't seen the bad stuff.
Look, you gotta wait until the end of the season.
Yeah, we haven't posted the second. We had we actually filmed two podcasts in a row last time because we were getting pretty drunk, and Logan's great idea was, guys, we're already buzzed, we're already rocking it, let's just keep going. So we took a break for 20 minutes and got pizza.
We're already buzzed, we're already rocking, let's keep going.
Yeah, and Logan kept drinking, and then we did like a 40-minute podcast, and I actually don't remember.
I haven't heard it yet.
I don't know if we're going to post it.
From what I remember, it was chaos.
It was chaos. Here, in case we don't put it up, I think we will, but the sneak peek is, it ended with Logan going to the bathroom screaming, guys, just talk about something. Here's your topic, asparagus. And Dez was actually here watching us getting drunk, and then me and Dez talked about asparagus for about 3 minutes, and then he came out, and the podcast was over.
Are you sure it was exactly as lame as it sounds?
No, I guess maybe we won't post it officially, but you should post it somewhere.
We'll post it somewhere for the hardcore listening.
But a little Easter egg on the side. If you can find it, it'll be hidden on the site.
Maybe we should supply like an ARG-like code, and if they decode it, they can find it.
Oh, like a QR code or something? They gotta take a picture of it with their phone?
Yeah. We'll put it somewhere. I love QR codes.
So I've noticed that's kind of coming back, where they're like, we're gonna hide these codes again. Like, it's like waves.
They're not really hiding them.
I'm saying it comes in waves, where it's like,
What was the first wave?
I remember it was like when the iPhone like first came out, and they're like, wait, we could use the camera for this, and it needs a
certain resolution to work.
Yeah, exactly. But really well. I think it's lame. I think it's like take a picture of this barcode and you get something wonderful.
Well, the thing is like usually whatever's on that barcode, you can just Google something.
Yeah, that's what I never get.
Just do as effective. I mean, the flip side of QR codes is 2D barcodes being used as AR trackers so that you get like, you know, you look through your camera and there's like a 3D character.
Boring. Yeah, it's like happening on there. That's actually kind of cool.
No, it's not. How is it cool? It's like 30 seconds later, like, I've seen everything this can do.
Jury's out because so you can use it as just, you know, showing you a sedan lighting on a piece of paper, and that's pretty boring.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been explored enough by video games.
Yeah, I'm saying I think
game designers could use it for some cool, like the equivalent of an accelerometer game, basically only with way better tracking, honestly. Well, like the tracking you get from your camera for those things is way better than an accelerometer.
Like the iPad, right? Like the iPad. That's interesting. Like that sort of thing, where the iPad, the camera places the animal on your desk, which is, I thought it was kind of lame until I tried out.
It was a cat and they got naked.
And then Matt and Freddie are in the house. Kid Bunny in there. We got a party. Yes.
Come on, guys. What's the matter?
Yeah, what is this podcast about? We were talking about hats. That was our important topic.
We were on acupuncture.
Acupuncture. So we're
talking about done with that.
So we're done. I guess next week I'll report back and I'll let you know.
Well, we'll continue this important discussion next week.
So hats, are they cool? Are they worth
wearing? Yeah, let's all say that they're not now that I'm wearing one.
Well, Dez, just because you're wearing one doesn't mean you think it's cool. I'm wearing like a silly shirt.
I guess that's true.
I like all hats except for backwards baseball caps. Those are
which is exactly what I'm wearing right now.
I think you're just trying to call. I'm trying to start some shit.
Let's
pump up this podcast. Let's go.
Well, here's the thing. So baseball caps can go either way. Like the ones that are flex fits, I'm totally cool with the flex fit. But if it's not flex fit, I think you look kind of like a pussy. Especially if it's those canvas ones with like the drawstring.
Oh, the drawstring.
Oh my god. That's basically the one size fits all canvas.
That's
like being the only people who wear those are like 8-year-olds who can only watch PBS. Like they don't have any other television.
Right. And you're just kid from the Sandlot, basically.
Oh, yeah. And we push them around and stuff. Yeah. It is a kid from the Sandlot.
Exactly.
I think some people are just hat people and other people aren't. It's just a simple, like...
Well, there's certain hats that it's definitely like...
Well, here's the thing.
You gotta be pretty cool to wear that hat.
I want to talk about... For me, it's the fedora. Because I love fedoras, but I would never wear one. They aren't for now. They look stupid as shit. Everybody out there right now who wears a fedora, you look like a jackass.
Take that fucking shit off.
You look like a fucking jackass.
I'd say
jackass.
When you see a fedora, you have a 90% chance of also seeing a ponytail behind it.
Yep.
Oh, God. That's the worst.
And now that Mad Men's out, everybody's like, you know what? I'm going to bring back a fedora. Here's the problem. Unless you have a fucking suit and you look like a goddamn millionaire, yeah. that fedora looks like...
If you have a beautiful facial structure and you're wearing a full-on suit, yeah, no, okay, put on the fedora.
Send us a picture. If you look like John Hamm and I instantly have a man crush on you with your picture, I'll say you can wear that fedora.
But if you're wearing a Left 4 Dead 2 promotional t-shirt tucked into your khakis and you're wearing a fedora, it's like, just take it off, dude.
Yeah.
Well, untuck your shirt and wear some jeans.
The funny thing about the fedoras is either like the wiry, pimply dudes who are like, I'm going to throw a fedora on and really complete this outfit.
Yeah. It's probably because they have a giant LARP wardrobe, and then so they just grab something from their LARPing wardrobe.
Or it's the guy who
wears a fedora while LARPing.
Or it's a really wide dude who has to kind of like go turn sideways a little bit to get through a door, and he's got a fedora.
It's you guys are leaving out like the douchebags, though. I know a lot of douchebags.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it's trying to act like Joe Cool,
is it a
you know?
Fedora, or is it the there's a slightly smaller fedora?
Yeah, tell you about.
There's a fedora, and actually, there's a term for them.
Fedorette. Yeah.
Fedorette?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
okay.
It's like what something from Sugar Ray would wear. Like
yeah,
the white hat.
Okay,
band.
Yes.
And
yeah, exactly.
If you're a band member, maybe you could pull off. Like, if you're, because you can pull off anything.
How about
like
no? How about we just flat out say, take that shit off, man?
And I'm not even hating on, like, that art type, because I think people can pull off berets somewhat. Like, I don't mind that.
If you're Samuel Jackson, you can pull off.
Yeah, people can pull
off,
but a fedora is part of an outfit, and if you don't wear that whole outfit,
that's what it is. You gotta have the whole ensemble.
Yeah, you gotta have the whole shebang.
And so my beef with the douchebag one is when I imagine the douchebag little top hat, like the Sugar Ray one,
yeah.
I also imagine like a button-up silk shirt and a trumpet in your hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, if you're a jazz player, actually, that's not true. Yeah. A jazz player with the whole ensemble can wear a fedora. If you are playing a fucking trombone,
if you're on stage,
or a jazz, and you're on stage and you're wearing a whole suit, you can pull off a fedora.
I would say that, except occasionally the pimply faced skin.
Well, yes, okay.
Will do that.
Obviously, some people can pull it off better than others, but I'm saying you're allowed to at least attempt.
What about
to do
top
it.
Hats? Never.
Never.
I've never seen a top hat in my life.
T-Pain wears the shit out of that top hat.
Does he wear a top hat?
He wears it all the time. He's got like 3,000 top hats.
Is he from New Orleans?
I don't know, and I don't
I think,
care.
I think
it's ridiculous.
You have to be from New Orleans.
If you're from New Orleans, you can wear a
top
hat.
Yeah, a top hat.
If you're into steampunk... Within your community, it's okay, but I fucking hate you.
Yeah, exactly. You can wear what you want, but just to be fair, I will not fucking
like
you.
It's like cosplay. It's like cosplay. They surround themselves with people who never say, don't do that.
Yeah.
And they need that. They need somebody to say, hey stop it. Stop wearing that.
What do you think about cosplay, Logan?
Are you a sweet smoking babe or buff dude? Are you like 300
pounds?
Yeah, because
I gotta say, that some cosplay's gotten pretty impressive sometimes.
I will say
this.
In general... If it's Japanese people doing cosplay, it is way better than like almost anything.
But that was one chick who was pretty cute, and she does like Metroid, and I was gonna say it's pretty impressive. Like her gear is
pretty impressive. The amount of daddy issues she has.
Well, maybe. Yeah, absolutely.
How dare you judge her? I don't know her.
I think you really need there's three aspects to the cosplay. It's what you're cosplaying, your costume, and the subject who is wearing it. Those are the three elements of any costume, right?
Yes.
So
and just be realistic about yourself, people. Like. Look at me. Like, I'm not going to try to cosplay somebody who is not an overweight dude.
Yeah, if you're 250 pounds, if your belly button is an underscore and not an I, like, you need to take that into
account. You're not Laura Croft.
Yeah.
Just don't
dress like that. So
I've
that's,
gotten a lot of people saying, and I haven't actually watched this, but there's an anime called High School of the Dead, and apparently there's a character that I, like, strongly resemble who's, like, kind of a pudgy Asian guy who has, like, square-framed glasses and, like, is the gun guy on
there's,
the show?
There's probably a lot of those throughout.
No, surprisingly,
anime.
I don't think so. And every,
you should go
every
cosplaying this summer, dude.
Speaking of glasses, what is everything about frays and glasses? I didn't really notice them until like.
I still
recently.
Don't notice them. Wait, oh,
new
wait.
I knew something was going on.
I gotta be honest.
Hey,
I actually
it's
like
not
it.
Gonna make any sense on the radio.
Not
at all.
Real good radio, guys. A very visual.
So, yeah, let's really describe them.
Wait, you don't like them, Matt?
I actually don't. I like your old ones better.
Why would you say
that?
That
hurts me.
Let me rephrase this really quickly.
It's not like how he combed his hair. He can't go into the bathroom and change it.
Yeah, let me rephrase it. I think Freddie looks good with glasses. I think some people look good with glasses. I like Freddie's face with glasses.
I paid money for
and
these.
And that style is nice. I just don't like that neon yellow compared to...
It's like a neon green Burberry.
Yeah. It's like kind of the green is
you know
kind
what it looks
of,
like?
Yeah.
It looks like...
But Freddie,
remember slap wraps?
If it makes you feel happy and you like
right.
it, keep
it
wearing
like a slap
well,
wrap.
Not anymore because
it looks
Matt
like
doesn't
a,
like it.
Wow. Freddie, it looks like a slap wrap. But
yeah, there we go. That's what it looks like a kid's plaything.
I just think it's really interesting that... So I totally... I was convinced that after the pickup artist... like shenanigans that Freddy was just gonna totally change his style and I think it did change for like 4 days and then he like and then he powered down and went back to normal.
I was
really convinced that like he was gonna start wearing only like button up like
I don't have enough
shirts
that's just expensive.
And then he was gonna style his hair to be more like a Japanese like
K-pop thing.
K-pop thing, like little spikes with like.
He's gonna look like his brother.
To be fair,
he was gonna look like Rain, basically.
To be fair, Jimmy gets Jimmy looks like kind of like a couple of K-pop guys. Like he can pull that off. And I've been like, Jimmy, you gotta go get like the full K-pop, like frosted tips, like just to do the whole like 100%
eyeshadow,
like the whole 100% K-pop thing, and just walk around and see how that works for you, because I feel like it could work for him.
So what about, are beanies okay?
Beanies?
Oh,
get the fuck out.
Some people can pull it off, but that's a tough one.
I'd say of all the hats I wear beanies the most.
You wear beanies? When have you worn a beanie?
When I'm about to go to bed but realize I have to go out to the store to grab something.
Are you shitting me?
You wear a beanie when you do that?
Yeah.
You actually like stop and be like, I should put a beanie on. Why, is it because it's cold? Are your ears cold?
I've never seen you wear a beanie.
Never.
You're a liar.
You are a liar.
Have you guys seen me wear my little hairband? The like, it's like the male equivalent of like a woman's curlers.
I've seen that once.
The hairband, which everybody always kind of like scoffs at when I wear. So I sometimes wear a hairband to keep the hair on my face.
I've seen the hairband. This was more so when you had much longer hair.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's always when I have longer hair. But the beanie is the hairband, but far more acceptable. Is pizza here?
I was seeing if Freddie put his phone on silent. And pizza.
Matt, I have to leave it on to have the pizza.
I know, I was just wondering.
We were just doing a pizza check.
I was just doing a pizza check.
What's anyways, yeah, I think I like to pull off a beanie every once in a while. It makes me feel very Nordic. I think it accentuates
because
my
Nordic
jaw.
People wear beanies?
I can't pull off the beanie. My head is too round. Maybe if you got more of a square head.
I got a jar head.
I think so. If you got a jar head, it'll work. Yeah.
I have
around
a very
top.
Large head. When I was in India, I went to get a custom hat made because it was like in the region.
And the guy started
chuckling,
right?
And yeah, and the guy measured my head and he looked at his ruler and he chuckled and he said, normally it was like, because my friend had gotten one and it was like, oh, it'll take normally 2 hours. But he looked at it and chuckled. He was like, come back tomorrow morning.
So much fabric will need to be used.
Yeah, reams and reams of it. I have a huge head. I can't really do hats.
I'm such a pervert. All I'm thinking about when Frank keeps saying, guy measured my head and talking about head, that's...
This
Matt.
Is
okay. Thank you, Matt.
Get
moving
out of the gutter.
Jesus.
Get out of the gutter.
Jeez Louise.
Well, I don't really want to talk about hats. Do you guys all, are you guys all.
We're hatted out.
Let's not talk about hats. We just talked about for about 10 minutes.
Okay, so this kind of leads me into Burning Man. So, Burning Man. How do you guys feel about it? First of all, does everybody know what Burning Man is? Should we like do a little quick.
I think you need to.
Explain
quick
Burning
history
Man.
Of it for us.
Quick history of Burning Man is the best way to find out about Burning Man is read Dr. Dre's letter about when he happened upon Burning Man. And he's like, there's all these crazy motherfuckers out here naked in the desert. It's like a letter he's writing to his mistress. He's like, I'm thinking about ways to make some money off these fools. it's an amazing letter. In fact, you should post a link.
It's an annual like gathering
of free spirits.
Yeah, there's no money. It's like trade bartered for the weekend or whatever.
They form, I believe, it's called Black Rock City.
It feels too scheduled and planned out.
This sounds terrible.
Well, here's what it is.
It's like Woodstock, but like a lot more fire and like bondage, not bondage, but like a lot more like steel and fire and stuff.
Yeah.
So like the opening of our thing. Basically.
Yeah,
The story I have about
Burning Man is that there's a guy in our building who is like old school Ben. Ben's like old school Burning Man. Like he builds like insane contraptions,
which is a cool part of Burning Man.
And he's like looks like a dude who's been out in the desert. And he goes, he's been there like since the like early days, and. It's definitely gotten more commercialized and more mainstream. Like it was very much like a fringe thing, and now it's like, oh, cool, go to Burning Man.
It costs a shit ton of money.
Well, I remember really what the moment it changed was like we were sitting around and looking at this insane contraption they built, like this two-wheeled thing that was powered by like wheelchair motors, and it would like drag patterns in the sand behind it, and like three people could ride it. And when he's like, "Yeah, man, I'm gonna take this to Burning Man," and then another person in our building walked by, who's like kind of a hipster, and he's like, "Oh, you're going to Burning Man? I'm going to Burning Man too." And it's like. Nowhere have I seen like just two worlds collide. One's like the cleanest cut, like fedora wearing
hipster.
Dude,
and then it's the other well, is, like, I mean, it kind of just shows you like it's hipsters appropriate.
I think
stuff.
The new Burning Man is the gathering of the juggalos. That's the Burning Man for our generation.
No,
I don't think so.
No. Yeah, they're the Juggalos is a bunch of people without teeth. Sorry, everybody. That's the one we're going to offend this week. It's a bunch of people without teeth.
The Juggalo Nation?
The Juggalo Nation. Oh, man. That's
how many Juggalo listeners do you think you have?
I don't know.
I think that's the pizza. I'm going to grab that.
Are we taking a cast break?
No, we're
going to No, keep going.
We're just going to keep going, really.
That's how we do it. We don't edit. If we stop, then Freddie actually has to edit.
Well, I need to go to the bathroom.
Well, go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom. We'll resume our asparagus lecture.
Talk about Juggalos.
No,
because Dez actually is from Juggalo country. So
I am. And one time I accidentally... You can go to the bathroom.
Talk about Juggalos.
Okay. One time I accidentally bought a pair of Juggalo jeans at the mall. Mm-hmm. They were Junko. You know, Jinko? Yeah. Jinko? Yeah. Junko?
Wait, what Juggalo is for people who don't know, actually.
I don't even know how to sum it up. Toothless hacks who listen to Insane Clown Posse and drink Faygo Pop.
Yeah.
You know? They wear those huge jeans that, like, take bell bottoms to a whole new level.
Yeah.
You know, one time I accidentally bought a pair of, like, straight leg Jinko Juggalo jeans, and my brother literally beat me up. I had no idea what they were, but he was like,
everybody else did. Everybody else did.
And my
serious?
Brother was like, I need to teach you a lesson, fag. You know?
Oh, man.
Okay.
How old is he, your older brother or your younger brother?
No, he's younger.
Everybody, Des is the oldest.
I am the eldest.
He actually had his younger brother beat him up because he was wearing Juggalo jeans.
That must have been the bitchiest
Well,
moment
I always,
of your life.
I always pounded on Al until Al was like 16 and then he got ripped.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it all came to a head.
How does that feel to be the older brother when your younger brothers get bigger than you and can beat you up?
It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Do you imagine? Wait, so have you ever bullied around a Juggalo when you were in high school?
Yeah.
But because they were Juggalo?
Just because?
No.
Are you?
They just so happened to be Juggalos. But it was because they were
nerds. Are you not? Are you fine with it?
No.
Are you like, this is cool?
I'm cool. No, it wasn't. It wasn't cool to bully people around.
You were
I never
really
bullied. I never bullied, but it would be like, let's make fun of that guy.
You were bullied in high school?
No.
That explains so much.
Yeah, you can smell it.
That explains so much about the way you treat me here.
Freddie, we really need to
that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
No, that is a cool dude.
We need to eat this pizza.
Yeah, we gotta eat this pizza. Everybody's just gonna listen to us eat it. Let's discuss pizza while we eat pizza.
Well, can we take a quick break to, like, just pizza?
Well, how long are we running?
Pizza
right
break?
Now?
We're at 55 minutes.
No, let's just talk while eating pizza. We got 10 minutes.
Fuck.
What? Why is that a problem?
Yeah. Pizza's there and you go to the bathroom. There's like a
go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom.
It's
no taken. Somebody's cleaning the bathroom.
You just wait and then go after she's done.
She's gonna never be done.
Go pee in a bottle.
Right,
go pee in one of these bottles. Look, there's three bottles.
I'm going
to
go
right there.
Journey for a bit. Chances are this thing's going to be done by the time I come back. Hey, everybody, have a great week.
Logan's going to find
that's
bathroom.
The sound of Logan giving up on this podcast.
Well, I'm going to go through his list and come up with something that he wanted to talk about. California burritos he has on here. I don't know what that is.
I know what that is.
You know what that is?
California burrito is like kind of a San Diego Mexican food thing. Because you have L.A. Mexican food and you have San Diego Mexican food.
Yeah.
California burrito is one that's sort of like a uniquely San Diego, you know, that area. And what it is a burrito with... French fries in it. Yeah.
That's good. Is it good?
His family brought me up a San Diego burrito one weekend, and it was actually delicious.
It was quite good, yeah.
Yeah.
It's totally like a different thing. If you're used to L.A. Mexican food, it's like totally like, whoa, what the heck is this, you know? But I'm a fan of it.
Next time we go to, because I love Stone Brewery in San Diego area.
Oh, dude.
Let's go down there and let's get some burritos.
I think it's called Alberto's. Yeah, I think it's called Alberto's.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
What did he want to talk about, though? Just that they were good.
I guess he wanted to just talk about how good they are. And I guess it's sort of French fries on food, which is kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, well, there was Peruvian food. Have you ever gone to a Peruvian place?
No.
I forget what the name of it. But, like, one of their main dishes is essentially, like, just French fries. It's like a skillet. Kind of like a griddle of stuff. But involved, like, the primary thing is French fries. So it's like French fries.
That's
like,
the base?
Yeah, it's like French fries, marinated steak, peppers, onions. And it's all, like, griddled up and fried. And it's just... freaking delicious.
Well, I'm actually a really big fan of like French fry based foods, and of that, really, there's only a couple. But like the one that I really like is poutine. Have you guys ever had that?
No, I haven't.
It's like a Canadian thing. No. You heard about this?
You were telling me about it the other day.
It's fantastic. It's French fries, gravy, and cheese curds.
Yeah,
it sounds delicious.
Yeah,
it's
really
fantastic.
Good.
And they don't have it anywhere.
No, we're gonna go Peruvian food. You'd like this Peruvian?
I've seen you ordering French fry based dishes off the taco truck.
French fry based dishes
more often than not. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like some places down in LA, they'll do like basically it's nachos, but instead of chips, it's French fries, and you eat it with a fork.
Yeah, that
fantastic.
Sounds delicious.
Chili cheese fries.
We had that,
fantastic.
That French fry truck.
There was that French fry truck.
I had the kimchi Korean barbecue one, and it was delicious.
They didn't have poutine.
I wanted to try that, and Logan was like, "That place sucks. Don't go there."
No, that was good.
You do know that you probably should never listen to Logan.
Logan hates 95% of things.
Yeah,
you should always just give it a shot yourself.
Yeah,
because he hates most movies, games. Music.
This is all true.
If you like something, it's worth trying. Usually,
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. If he does come out to endorse something, it's worth trying. But if he hates it, that doesn't mean
don't listen to him.
Something I ignore that shit.
Ow, fuck!
What is wrong with your cat, Matthew?
Oh, the cat literally dug his claw in my finger and wouldn't let go.
Logan, we talked about California burritos. I told him about Alberto's.
That's right? Kind of weird that they. It's not Alberto's.
What is it?
Logan, by the way, called? 5 seconds after you left, the bathroom got open. So,
what's the place called, Logan?
Rodrigo's?
It's called Roberto's. And
Roberto's.
What did you say about California burritos? Because it's kind of a weird thing for you guys to bring up, considering that I'm probably the only one who's
eaten
more than
one. It's a uniquely San Diego thing. It's like, and they're delicious. We like them.
Oh, it's amazing. It's do you guys
French fries? Yeah,
French fries, steak.
Yep.
Cheese.
We're talking about
sour cream.
We moved on to like French fry based dishes.
What were your guys' feelings on them?
I love French fry-based dishes.
Which is, and it's really it. Just, so what is a, like a French fry is kind of strange. It's just deep fried potato, right?
Yeah.
And so what are they trying to appeal to? Is the idea?
Crispy on the outside, soft on the inside.
It's supposed to be twice fried, right?
That's a trick. You're supposed to do it twice.
That's how you get it crispy on the outside.
280 degrees and the second time, like 290.
Are they trying to directly appeal to the umami sense? We should talk about umami. Is there enough time to talk about umami?
Yeah, we can talk about umami.
Okay, you of all the people probably know the most about umami.
Well, they found that like flavor is not as simple as we thought. First of all, you remember everybody had this when they were in grade school. Of flavors on your tongue.
They're not
total
located.
Bullshit.
Yeah,
total bullshit. It's like that diagram is like literally like one of those diagrams from back when they thought like here's the heart and the heart like is connected this way to the brain.
Well,
like,
it's straight up like the food pyramid where it's just kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
But so there's the five senses we already know, right? It's like bitter, sweet, salty.
Sour,
whatever. But then there's also umami, and umami is like it's considered quote unquote savory.
Well, no. There's more. They actually found that there's way more than
five basic flavors.
Yeah, it's like acidic as a type of flavor. You know,
oh,
for
really?
Example. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, yeah. Matt, you were talking about this, right?
There's
actually way more than the flavors that you were taught. But I mean, for the purpose of the discussion, umami is like a flavor that's basically savory. It's like meats, protein stuff. You know.
Yes, and there you can actually get this directly, like straight up bundled in MSG.
Yeah, MSG
is basically straight up umami flavor.
Yeah.
And we should also talk about MSG.
Yeah, let's talk about MSG
because MSG is kind of bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
It's delicious. Am I right?
But really quickly, so are French fries going after umami? Is that kind of like their is that the flavor?
I don't think so.
Or is it just a texture?
They're carbohydrates.
Well, it's fatty. But it's like fat. That's what the taste is, right? And like fattiness is usually associated with umami, I would assume.
And no, it's carbohydrates. Carbohydrate strings. It's like pasta.
Well, there you go.
But fried. And it's delicious.
So MSG, everybody always complains that MSG, this additive that's in all foods, gives you headaches or raises your blood pressure. I could see you, Des, like believing MSG fucks you up.
No, I have no problems with MSG.
Okay.
MSG is delicious and should be used by everybody in
MSG is used. Well, MSG is used by everybody. Whenever you see natural flavoring on anything, it usually is a term for MSG by people who are trying to avoid saying MSG because of the stigma associated with it. And there was a really good article a few weeks ago, at this point probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, called If MSG is bad for you, why does everybody in Asia not have headaches? Or why doesn't everybody in Asia have headaches?
Did you tweet it?
Yeah, I might have. I probably did. It also was pretty popular.
Yeah.
And it goes into sort of where MSG came from, and it's a specific type of seaweed. I think it's when you boil it down or something, when you condense it, it's monosodium glutamate, right?
Yep.
Okay. And this is the only difference between that seaweed being boiled down and being used in Japanese cooking and other Asian cooking and MSG is like they bind it to a salt to preserve it. That's it. But even taking that into account, it's far less sodium than if you just like salted something.
Got it.
That's the only difference. And it's used pretty much universally in Asian cooking. You can actually get MSG just in a bottle and you just can dump it into everything. It's like cheating.
Racist that people like. I always feel like if it didn't come from an Asian country, it wouldn't have been like this big deal. But it's just because some people got headaches and it was like this exotic food.
That whole thing, it goes into
exporting and tariffs and yeah.
Well, it got into why MSG became bad. And it was because of this one book. It was one study that was invalidated. And then there's like a whole collection of books by this one author who like got into like toxicity. And he's also like that guy who came up with like cleansing your body and like toxins.
Cleanse is total bullshit.
It's all bullshit. It's cleanse complete bullshit.
Yeah. If you cleanse and wear a fedora, seriously, I don't want you listening.
No, I'm going to say this right now. Kill yourself. It actually pisses me off because listen, guys, what part of your brain thinks that this is like a legitimate thing? You don't eat. You have lemon and cayenne pepper, and oh no, what you know this is maple syrup. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? You're just, like, it's just you're fucking picking random shit. It's so obviously false. Anyway, cleanses bullshit. Placebo effect. You just think that you're feeling better because you have this big ritual that you're doing. And listen, probably what you're eating normally, kind of taking a break from that. Probably not bad. Logan, I can hear you chowing down on a pizza from here, for example. But
have you had this talk with your brother, by the way? Because I believe he did a cleanse last week.
Your brother is
doing a cleanse. He didn't do a cleanse. He fasted, which
is different. You can fast.
And that had more to do with the fact that there's like a kind of anniversary of some like thing he did in school with a bunch of friends. Long story.
Orgy.
Outdoor trip. Yeah, orgy.
An orgy.
An orgy. Cleanses are bullshit, all right? There's toxins. Like, what are these toxins? Like, you have a thing. It's called the liver. It takes care of that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe, here's the thing, maybe heavy metal poisoning from, like, too much fish. Okay, I can see that, but that's
chances
like,
are you're
about
not eating
it.
Tons of fish, though.
No.
Yeah, and odds are, if you're the kind of person who eats tons of, like, fresh fruits, vegetables, and, like, fish, it's like, you're not doing cleanses, because guess what? You already are the healthiest dude alive.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
God, it's just idiots.
So, what it comes down to is eat tons of additives. Eat tons of food.
Yeah.
It's going to be great for you.
MSG's, we're all munching down on Domino's pizza.
If MSG's, you go to a Chinese place MSG's that says no MSG, you. By the way, it's probably not a very good Chinese place.
No, because you need MSG to have good, tasty food.
Yeah. Especially Chinese food.
So I think I'm good on umami. Is there anything more to say regarding it?
How's umami burger? I still haven't been there. I didn't like it.
I've never been there. Well, I have. It's all right. Actually, stat was better. Mm-hmm. And this is all local stuff. We'll skip it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about great places to eat burgers in Los Angeles. We're all kind of burger fishing Oz here.
Yeah.
We love burgers.
What's your favorite burger?
Mine?
Ooh. Father's Office. It's probably my favorite.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Store.
Father's Office.
That's
office
not a real burger.
It's a burger. That's not a real burger.
It is a Kobe beef burger with blue cheese, caramelized onions, and a few other delicious ingredients.
Because it doesn't come on a round bun.
Oh my gosh, still
are
a burger.
Are you fucking serious? Get the
I'm
fuck
serious,
out.
Bro.
It doesn't come in a round bun.
Gotta be
that's
a round
what,
bun or else
are you shitting me?
It might as well be a sandwich.
It's a burger sandwich. How about that?
It's a sandwich using burger meat.
Bullshit. No,
it's a fucking
don't
burger.
Listen to Logan. He doesn't
it's
know what he's talking about.
Logan has no idea what he's talking about here.
So that's easier to hold. It's a fucking burger.
I have my burger license. I actually got
fine, what's your favorite burger, Logan?
And the best one I had recently is actually it's like a little deli called Fair Oaks.
I've heard about this one, yeah.
That one was one of the best in LA. But as far as something you can get outside of LA, like replicable, and that's probably my favorite mainstream burger.
I do like it.
Have you had a butter burger? From Culver's?
Culver's
is good. It's not In-N-Out, though.
I'm a big fan of Culver's.
No.
I'm a big fan of Culver's. I like Five Guys.
Five Guys can go suck a D.
I don't like Five Guys. Five Guys is only okay.
I don't get why you guys love Five Guys.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
We could get into a big burger debate here. You have all different... Like, for example, I know in the
I want to hear people's local burger joints.
Yeah. In the Twin Cities, there's a place called I forget what it's called, but they invented the quote-unquote Juicy Lucy, which is basically cheese inside the meat patty, and they melt it inside.
You guys see that little utensil you can buy now from like H&B or something, where like it's designed to like load your burger up with stuff in the center. Like you put your two patties and like scrunch it down.
That's cool.
You know, like it'll fuse your burger with cheddar or whatever the hell you want.
That's awesome.
It just seems like a bit much for what you're trying to do.
Which is impress people at your cookout.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What else we got on topic?
Really quickly. I think the thing with burgers, burgers fall into two classes, at least in California. There's like the sloppy, dirty burger, which is like Fat Burger and Five Guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's like the clean burger that I'd argue Culver's and In-N-Out belong
Culver's
to.
Culver's is a sloppy burger.
No, it's not that sloppy.
I don't feel like I need to take a shower afterwards. It's a clean burger.
I guess I was thinking like gourmet versus
Dick's,
like that.
Dick's is like a sloppy.
It's kind of like Mr. Universe competitions where there's like the 165 pounds and under.
Right.
And then you take those two and you have a second competition for those of those two, which one's the best?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So I say it's like for me, five guys not that great. I prefer Fat Burger honestly to a Five Guys.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. So it's In-N-Out versus it turns into.
Wait, do you think
In-N-Out's
like the same burger as like you consider that in the same category as like Father's Office?
Then there's a gourmet burger, okay, which I think falls into a whole different
thing. There's three burger categories.
I guess so, but the gourmet burger is almost like comparing like a jet to a Zeppelin. It's like one's for slow rolling and cruising in tuxedo, and the other's for like shooting down, you know, dropping your ordnance on the ground and shooting you out
taking
of the
Taking down MIGs.
Taking down MIGs. I don't have the list in front of me. We're over there. What else we got?
We got time for one more.
We have time for one more.
All right. How we met each other?
Let's do one. How we met each other. Which one you want to do?
What does that mean?
Freddy's call. We're gonna tell the story of how one of us met one of the other people.
I guess it would be we pick one person and each of us tell.
I'll talk about how I met Logan. Okay. That's a pretty good story.
Well, I think why do you do like you would should tell how you met all of us.
Well, no, it's because each one's like
each a story.
One's,
Matt.
Each one's a story. So like we should.
How I met Logan and how I came to become like his roommate for a while, know him better than his then girlfriend. We took a class at USC in the cinema program. There's a class called 290, which you have to do five like digital movies, like 5 minute long movies. And you have groups that you share the equipment with. And Logan was in my group for that. So, God, I can hear you chewing it. I'm going to turn your mic down. So Logan was in my group, and then I had the camera for a camera test. And so I remember Logan came over and was like, I got to borrow get the equipment. And then somehow, I don't know how this is possible, but I gave it to you, and then about 10 minutes later, he's driving away. I get a call from Logan, and he says, is my license plate there? I said, what? I don't have my license plate. Was your front license plate? The back license plate. So I walked out on my phone, and I looked around on the street. I'm like, no, there's no license. He's like, damn it. Well, can I just come by and look? And come by, and you look for your license, and somehow you had lost your license plate in the time that, like, you would...
I would have loved that and went straight to Krav Maga, honestly.
And then almost immediately after, Logan's like, I want to fight.
In that same moment, he was like, I want to fight
now. Within the week.
I couldn't find my license plate. I want to fight now.
Within the week. So I remember Logan was driving around looking for places to fight. And I brought up, like, oh, I almost wanted to kind of do Krav Maga, which is like these Israeli, like, self-defense. But he was driving around, and there was one place where it was, like, this Russian, like, Eastern European dudes, right? And it was like, you have two choices.
Little kids doing cartwheels around.
Yeah. Little kids doing cartwheels, and it's, like, in this, like, strip mall and, like, dingy, like, Sunset. And Logan, one of the guys, like, you have two choices. You want to grapple?
You want to grapple or you want to punch?
You want to punch
or grapple? And we're out of here. It should be, you know, we also had one, like, delicate Southern Belle with us. So it was
Me,
and Katie Johnson, this like Southern Belle, most effeminate of effeminate women.
And we're
looking for a fight class together.
Yeah. And so eventually we settled on Krav Maga. We went to the National Training Center in LA on Olympic. And
we signed up, and we did that every week for like 6 months, and that's how we became friends, was doing Krav Maga together.
And I remember
friends who punched together stay together.
Yeah, Logan would come over, and we would like punch and like train.
We should quickly mention when we were practicing out in the yard and the custodian came up. Remember that?
Oh yeah. We were at USC just, you know, throwing punches at each other. We had like the bags and like mitts, and the guy comes by, like a USC custodian comes by. I was like, to Logan, of course, you got crazy left hook, kid. And we're talking to him, and he's like, you got a hell of a hook. And we got to talk to him, and this guy was like,
he was like. Yeah, I was almost in the Olympics.
And we're like, oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. But what happened, huh? He's like, I tried to stop a robbery and was shot 12 times in the head.
God. Not 12 times, he was shot in the head.
It was repeatedly.
And we're like, what? Like, oh. And he showed us the scars. I'm like, oh my God.
Okay. I'm sorry. And he's like, anyways, and he gave us a few tips and just drove off.
So yeah, that's how I know Logan. That we started off on very ridiculous terms, and I think we continue to do so to this day. I lived with him for a while.
For what? It was like, what, 2 years?
3 years? 2 years, yeah.
We had the evil house of Persians.
So on that incredibly offensive note, I think we're going to wrap up. See you guys later.